So if we have a good understanding that the great compassion is important and everything in great vehicle has its root and what called source in this great compassion, thereby if we do the practice integrating everything on this practice of compassion, then we can become closer to becoming a great vehicle practitioner. Otherwise, if we leave the great compassion aside somewhere and try to hang around on other practices, then it's quite difficult to have the enlightened mind, and therefore difficult also to be great vehicle practitioner. So basically the practice at this point has been about the giving and taking with the special thought of, or with the basic thought of being specially trying to exchange oneself with others, which is to be meant as meaning to generate the thought cherishing other instead of ever-present self-cherishing. So in trying to exchange the thought cherishing other in place of the self-cherishing thought, there is this practice of what called giving and taking. And with taking, it has to be with special force or strength of compassion. And so far in the last teaching, the explanation so far has been about taking the compassion or taking practice being done through compassion, firstly starting the taking of sufferings of one's future lives, and then till to the next time about to die, drawing closer and taking everything suffering and causes of suffering possible by oneself to experience upon oneself, and then shifting the visualization taking off the suffering and causes of suffering to one's relatives and friends, and after that to those who are unrelated, neutral, and after that to enemies. So that part, everything has been explained so far. And when the training on this thought taking in visualization the sufferings of oneself and humans, when that's very well, or it's becoming very well trained, becoming good, then one can shift the focus on taking the sufferings of sentient beings within the group of animals. And when that becomes good, then shift to those in what's normally translated as hungry ghost, pratharams. And when that's becoming good, then shift to those what is normally translated as hell beings. And when that becomes good, then one can shift one's focus on the sufferings and causes of sufferings of sentient beings in the group of deva gods and demigods, asuras. And when that becomes good, then one can shift one's focus on the taking of the sufferings, causes of sufferings and faults, which are within the practitioner of the hearers and self-buddhists or solitary realizers. And also one can shift after that to those sentient beings within the group of bodhisattvas, because even with bodhisattvas there are a lot of what are called fouls in the sense meaning the what are called aspects of delusions which one can take. So one goes on taking of everybody. So with this, all these sufferings and causes of sufferings of entire sentient beings have been taken upon oneself. Now that comprises the taking of the contained sentient beings, and now one shifts one's focus into taking the impurities of the container environment or the whole environmental universe. So when one does that, one takes the whole impure aspect, whatever they are, with the environment, one takes upon oneself, and at conclusion one thinks all the environment become all pure, a term in Tibetan called Thakvaramjam, all pure. For us at the moment, it's quite difficult to do all these taking practices, whereas with the bodhisattvas, there is not any difficulty at all. So for us, it is quite a difficult thing, a hardship to do this practice of taking. Whereas with the bodhisattvas, there's no hardship, there's no difficulty. Instead, they have more joy the more they do the taking. So how come there's this difference? So when we check carefully, then it all falls, or it all comes down to the compassion. As strong one has the compassion, that much one will feel more joyful and happy about doing this practice of taking others' sufferings and causes of sufferings. And whereas if one doesn't have this compassion, then as little the practice of taking one may do, still it will bring fear, it will bring unwantedness, and it will bring total uneasiness while doing the practice. That's why it has been explained in the context of the practice that taking practice is done with special skill and special force or strength of the compassion, and also not only being explained there, but also through our reasoning we can understand how more we have compassion, more that practice is possible, our practice of taking.
So
In the past, there was a great teacher called Geshe Chekhawa, and all his life he has been doing this practice of giving and taking, especially emphasizing on taking, where he used to do the practice of taking the sufferings and causes of sufferings, all of the sentient beings upon himself, and at that context of visualization, thinking himself becoming very black and dark, and sentient beings becoming very purified, white, and they all being lifted or going up to purem, or of course celestial places. But somehow, even though he has been doing all his life this practice, but somehow when he was about to die, the vision of where he was going to be born next life started appearing as if he was being born in, he was being born up in what called in the pure realm instead of down in the hell realm. So to make it more clear, all his life he has been doing this practice on that visualization and with prayer that may he go down to the hell realm, lowest of the hell realm, trying to be more able to do the taking of other sentient beings in those realms. So even though he has been doing those practice and prayer all his life, but at the end of his life when he was about to die, the vision of next birth which he got was opposite, instead was of being born up in pure realm. And at that point, the teacher, Geshe Chekhawa, called his disciple, oh, come quick, it's not going to be good, it's not going to be good. Arrange the offerings. And then the disciple was a bit surprised and he asked, oh, what's the matter? And then the teacher replied back, oh, all my life I've been doing this practice, taking these sufferings and causes of suffering, which are the negativities of sentient beings. And because of doing that practice, and also praying that I be born down in the lowest of the hell realms, I should actually be going to be born down in the hell realm, but somehow I'm start getting these visions of being born in the higher pure lands. So please arrange the offerings for the three jewels that I have to make earnest last minute work or prayers to the three jewels, that my whole life's practice and prayers may happen exactly as I wish. So all his life he has been doing the practice of giving and taking, and because of that, instead of going down or falling down to the lower rebirths, he was being born in the higher realm. That's because even though he might have wished to be born down there, but his whole practice caused him to accumulate a lot of merits which bring good rebirths. So we also, if we do the practice of giving and taking, then we will not fall down to bad rebirths. Instead, we can perhaps go up to the higher pure lands, because we will be accumulating a lot of merits.
Mm-hmm.
If we all together do practice on giving and taking, then we all together can go to Pure Land and stay comfortably relaxed. So that's about it on the practice of taking. And with the taking, if we do this practice, then because we are taking the sufferings of other sentient beings, all other sentient beings, therefore we are accumulating a lot of merit. And also from the point of view that because sentient beings are countless, therefore your practice being focused on countless sentient beings suffering, therefore from each, even with the each number of sentient beings, if you are going to accumulate one merit, your merits, number of your merits will be infinite. Therefore, it's very powerful. In the example, if we sweep with one piece of stalk of a broom, then it's very insignificant and it wouldn't sweep very much. Whereas if we put together all other stalks of broom, so that's basically speaking about Asian countries where cleaning is done through brooming. So if we have all the vocal stalks together, then if we sweep, it will be very it will sweep very well. So same, if we just same like that example, if we just do practices only focused on one's own interest only, then that's very insignificant. Whereas if one do it with the motivation of enlightenment in mind and being focused on infinite numbers of sentient beings, therefore one's practice becomes very powerful. And with the taking practice, at the end of doing the taking practice, if you generate a joyful attitude, thinking, oh, I have been very fortunate to be able to do this practice of taking, then it becomes a practice of rejoicing, which makes you to have your merits increase more and more. And that's being talking, basically, they're being merit already accumulated by the taking practice. And on top of that, your rejoicing brings extra increasing amounts of merits. Now we will work all instead of question answer session, we will do meditation. But firstly, let's have this kind of thinking that compassion is needed from the point of view that all sentient beings have been very kind and we have to repay their kindness. So it is like example, in normal worldly society, if somebody has done good to you, then in response to that what called kindness of the other person, if you wish all the bad things and try to give hard times to the other person, then even in worldly conventional sense, you would be regarded as very, what I call, very bad person. So we will meditate about 5 minutes thinking on this 4.4 qualities of the compassionate mind, or compassionate mind having the four qualities, may the sentient beings be. So in Tibetan it's very tricky, but still there's the second one is making actual prayer, and first one is just in a what I call a kind of thought. So there's a bit of what I call a change, but they are two different. So first one, these sentient beings be separated from the sufferings and causes of suffering. And second one, may these sentient beings be separated from the sufferings and causes of suffering. And third one, may myself alone take the responsibility of removing their sufferings and causes of suffering. And may the Lama deity please bless me to actually let that happen. So try to think and meditate, familiarize with those 4 points for about 5 minutes. We will do the dedication prayer starting from praying that His Holiness the Dalai Lama may live long for the benefit of all sentient beings. And after that we dedicate whatever merits we have accumulated by listening to this teaching, that these may become cause for oneself and all other sentient beings to attain full enlightenment. So in short, trying to make our potential deposit of the present activity being cause of happiness for other sentient beings in future.
looks different.